Hello.
Hello. Hi, Jan, this is Peter here.
Yes.
Where are you at the moment? You are at in our office?
No, I'm on the floor at work.
Okay, today is your off day, or like you have to go to office?
Oh no, I'm not home until tomorrow morning.
All right. And what happened whenever you have been there?
I
What did
rang.
they say?
Well, I went in there. Nobody. I rang up and tried to get online, and everything is too complicated that way. Anyway, so I finally just realised that every time they'd tell me something else was needed. So I just said, "No, how can I do it in an envelope, express envelope? So I've sent it by express post, and it will be there by Thursday, by Friday."
Like you have went to the post office, they said that
Yeah.
you have to
You have to
activate
have a
the.
PIN number, and you have to do this, and you have to do that, and then you come back and talk to HSS. It was just getting out of hand. I spent all morning on the phone. I was running out of time, so I said to him, "What other way can we do that?" He said, "Oh, put it in an envelope, take it to the post office," and that's what I did.
Okay, so what is the address you have put it over there?
They gave me the address. They gave me all. HSBC gave me all the address that they wanted.
Okay, and have you mentioned your account number and the BSB out there?
Yes, I did all that. Yes,
Okay,
I did that.
because you have told me that they were gonna ask you for the debit card, and like you haven't activated your debit card.
I've activated my card, but that wasn't enough for the post office. They wanted my PIN number, and so that's when it got a bit hairy. So I thought, no, I'm a big girl now. I can make this decision, and that's what. And I spoke to HSBC about it, and they were fine.
And if they say that you can post it through envelope like this.
Yes, I
All right.
yes, that was all above board. It's gone in. I've got a little person I know at the post office, and they've put it in their special express bag to go to Sydney, and it gets sorted in Sydney. So it's not going in with everybody else's. It's going in with the post office's stuff.
All right, then that's okay. But usually, if you do that through the debit card, it will not take more than 2 days. It will take 3 or 4 days to go there. All right, that's not a problem.
The guy, I could not understand him. I don't know how I'm going to set these in bankings and stuff up because I couldn't understand him at all. He really didn't know himself, and it was getting more complicated as the morning went on. So I just couldn't do it anymore.
All right, you don't have
My head
to
was
take
blowing
any
apart. My head was blowing apart.
headaches. You don't have to take so much headaches on you, all right? Now, I'm spoken to you for about 1 month. Like you are not a client anymore. You are like my friend, you are like my family member. So I should take care about these things. Okay. So the thing is that, and that as I have told you, as I have mentioned, that the check hasn't been cleared yet. So it will gonna go through on the HSBC on Friday that you have mentioned. And after
Yes.
they take take your check, it will take max maybe 3 to 4 days to clear the check. So maybe we'll receive a call from the HSBC regarding this. So it's just a normal thing that you need to do. Now, the thing is that, as I can see, as I have mentioned yesterday, that there are two transfers that they have tried to be made and attempted from your accounts. Okay? Now, they have already tried to steal all the money from the big account of yours, the Combank people. And they were trying to send the money to overseas countries in Thailand. Okay? Once your account will gonna get settled now, we need to do one thing. Like the money that you have got in your account, it is no longer safe till now, until or unless we settle down the account. Like it's like a water that we need to filter the amount. We need to filter the whole amount that you are sending on the HSBC, because it might be happen that get in touch with the HSBC people, because they are very smart. I don't know that how many people are involved. Okay. So first of all, once your funds will gonna get back to the HSBC, then we will gonna rectify the account and rectify all the balances, check all this information, and I will gonna let you know that how we gonna catch these hackers down, because we have to catch the hackers down as well. It's not only to save your money, because they are, you know, that the money is still in your Combank account.
Yes.
It is not, you know, like transferred onto the HSBC yet. Okay, the whole amount and the previous money as well. So they are keep doing this sort of thing to transfer the money to the overseas countries. So what I'll do, your money is no longer safe on that time. So what we are going to do, we will gonna also provide you a check. Okay, I will gonna let you know, because the money, it is not safe and secure. So we will gonna send you our security funds for a time being on your account. I will gonna let you know afterwards. First of all, let me secure the money. Let me filter the amount that you have sent. Then I'll gonna let you know the rest of the things. Okay?
Yeah, I don't really know what you mean, but that's all right.
Yeah, I will gonna let you know in part by part. I don't want to give so much headache to you at the moment. First of all, get the check cleared, and then we will gonna talk about it. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
would I be better putting it in, now this is just a thought, into term deposit or something like that? That's just dangerous, isn't it?
No, you don't have to make it on a term deposit account. You just make it on the global account. First of all, we have to settle down the account. After you receive that funds, then I'll gonna let you know how we're gonna catch these hackers. Okay?
I'm not gonna touch that money. That money stays as it.
You don't have to touch that money. Okay? So we will gonna send you our security funds to catching these hackers. Okay? So
you're
I'm gonna
use my money to do it though, are you?
I'm sorry?
You're gonna use my money to do to catch them or what?
No, we will gonna send you the security funds to catch these hackers. We will gonna also send the check. So I don't want your money to get involved about these things, because we have got the bank account details of the person where they are sending the money in Thailand.
Okay.
So we have already informed to the head department of Thailand, to the local cops, and they have also blocked his bank account, but he doesn't know that. I'm sorry?
You can block that one of mine that's gone to HSBC. That can be blocked for the time, because I'm not going to use that money at the moment.
Yes, right. Now, what we will gonna do, that's what I'm telling you. You don't have to use your money to catch these hackers. We will gonna send you our security funds to you to catch these hackers. I will gonna let you know what we need to do next. Okay? So for now, you don't have to take any, you know, like headache about it. You just do your work and have, you know, enjoy your weekend and your day, and I'll get back to you after some time. All right, tomorrow by what time? Yeah?
I'm just trying to work out. It won't be until about 11 o'clock. I don't finish.
Tomorrow?
About 11, yeah.
About 11. All right, I'll get back to you after 11, at 11:30 or 12 o'clock. I'll get back to you.
Well, the Combank in Narromine is closed, unfortunately closed for the time being.
Like Combank, why you have to go to the Combank again?
Okay.
You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go anywhere now.
There was a notice on the door to say this bank is closed I can't remember the wording, but yes. Yeah,
the rest of the money that you had in the account, they will gonna give you.
I'm gonna go to Dubbo and get that. I'm gonna go and draw that out of the Combank in Dubbo.
All right, all right. But make sure that don't mention anything to them that like a foreign investigation or something like that. Okay?
Yeah.
But I'll,
I'm going to do that.
I'll call you back tomorrow at 12, right?
Okay. All right. Not a problem. Okay, bye.
Take care of yourself. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.